Friday, the 5th of February, Kof Aleph Shvat, Rabbi Hillel Halberstadt, what we really gained at Matan Torah.
Well, I think we'll discuss this morning is a very difficult Rambam that will perhaps gain a greater insight into what we actually gained at Matan Torah. This Rambam is, you'll hear the words, and Ein HaRambam Hazeh Ela Omer Darsheni. The Rambam can be found, Perek Shmini Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Soda Torah. Says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu le'eminu b'yisrael m'mnei ha'oisesh osa. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jewish people, we don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that he performed. Shahama min api ha'oisesh yesh b'libay doifi. Because somebody who believes in something based on miracles, yesh b'libay doifi, in his heart, there could be doifi. Doifi is a bit difficult to translate, perhaps. The idea of doubt. Doifi. It's a little bit suspect still. Maybe it was performed with some sort of sorcery or magic. Every single ice. He did it for the purpose that was necessary. He wasn't doing a raya for the nevuah. Hashem wanted to drown the mitzrim. Kores hayam. He split the sea, v'itzirim b'soicha, and drowned them. Which itself is not going to be the topic of our discussion, but needs understanding what the whole point of Kriya Samsuf was, to just drown them in tomb. What about Zeh Kelim Anveyu, Ra Shivcha Liyom HaShelur, Seh Yecheskum and Buzi? Okay, that's not for now, but that needs, anyway, tzorich in on that line. And the Rambam goes on, Tzorachnu l'mozen, hodron l'samon, we needed food, we got them on. Samu, we were thirsty, bokalen l'sa'evan. Kofru by Adas Keras, Bala is Sona Oretz. You have the problem with Kerach, the earth swallows them up. Vechein Shakal Isis. Uba Mahe Minu Bai. So what do we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do we believe in him? B'maimed HaSinai. The Rambam says, She'einenu Ro'u V'lo Yizar. Our eyes saw it, and not a stranger. We were there, Matan Torah. V'azneinu Shomu V'lo Acher. We heard it with our ears, nobody else. Ha'esh, va'koleis, va'lapidim, the fire, the voices, the torches. V'hu nigash al harofa, Moshe comes into the cloud. Va'kol medaba elov, and the voice speaks to him. Va'on shomim, Moshe, Moshe, leich emo lehem kach v'kach. Go tell the Jewish people this and this. V'chein v'oimeh, so it says, ponim b'ponim dib Hashem imachem. Hashem spoke to you, ponim b'ponim, face to face. V'ne'ema, le'es avuseinu kras Hashem as a bris azois, not with your fathers, but rather with you. How do we know that Maimed Hasinai, that's the raya for Nevoas Moshe? Says the Rambam, she emes, she ain by doifi, without any doubt. Shenema hinei anochi bo elecho ba'av ha'onon, I'll come in with, I'll appear to you. Ba'av ha'onon, ba'avo yishma ha'on bedar b'imach, v'gam b'cha yaminu la'olam. They'll believe in you forever. Mechlal, the Rambam says, we'll make it diyuk. Shekaidem Davazer, before this, Lahiminu by, they did not believe in him. Ne'emonus, the type of belief, Shiyamedis La'ilam. Ella, Ne'emonus, Shiyesh Acharea, Hiru Umachshava. And Ne'emonus, which you could possibly, so to speak, there could be a little bit of thought, a little bit of question, perhaps, after the Ne'emonus of Moshe Rabbeinu. This Rambam is probably one of the most difficult Rambams that exist. There are so many questions we could ask here. Let's just ask one or two to try and open up the subject. How on earth can the Rambam say that we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of Maimed HaSinai? It's a blatant stira to the Pasuk itself. The Pesukim say, Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to Paro. He says, okay, this is the mission. You're going to tell him, take out the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. What does he say to him? Again and again, the Parsha repeats, time and time again. Lamam teidu ke'en kemayni b'chol ha'oretz. You will know there is nothing like me, b'chol ha'oretz. Laman teidu, laman yedu. Several times the Pasuk reiterates the aspect that you will know that I am in control. Hashem says it to Mitzrayim. They will know. The Pasuk testifies, you will know. Now the Mitzrayim were not there at Maimed HaSinai. They already drowned. So they know about it. We don't know. We're a little bit slow on the uptake. Well, they would know, but we wouldn't know. And anyway, we realize, what does the Torah itself say? On Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Meaning, that's where it all happened. Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So question number one is, the Torah says explicitly that we believe everything is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because it says explicitly, you will know. Laman Tehu, you will know. Secondly, if whatever pshat we can give in the Rambam, we're going to say that Maimed Har Sinai is this incredible level, whatever it might be. So what's going on? Why do we find that in our daily lives we don't mention much of Matan Torah? We definitely do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Twice a day we have a mitzvah, Zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Morning and evening. Pesach Seder night is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't mention anything to do with Kabbalah Satorah. I mean, except for one line in Dayenu, perhaps. Or if you repeat it a couple of times, it might be several lines. But the point is that, what do you say? Matan Torah? I mean, that's everything. The whole of Emunah rests on Matan Torah, and yet, Seder night is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, of course, we all know that the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Tavzim and Kim Baal Azer, take us out and to receive the Torah, and had we not received the Torah, again, it wouldn't have been worth any of it. So then why don't we mention Matan Torah? Slip it in. Say something. It's a glaring omission from the daily life of a Jew. The mention of Matan Torah. Okay, there are diyukim as to where the merumas, but we know 50 mitzvahs, I think it is, in the Torah that are connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, the very Aser HaDibros itself says Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The basis of Emunah is Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. In which case, so what does the Rambam mean? Yetzias Mitzrayim, oh, that was Yesh B'Libo Deifi. That was, okay, you know, you could still sort of question it a little bit. Matan Torah, that was the clincher. Mimonoshech is stuck. Because if Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the clincher, why do we go about Yetzias Mitzrayim? And if the clincher is Matan Torah, so why don't we mention it? It's such an impossible Rambam, there's almost no way to move. So, for every very difficult Rambam, you need a great person to be able to explain a very difficult Rambam. So, Baruch Hashem, I was zocheh to hear, for many years, Rav Moshe Shapiro give shir explaining this Rambam. And I'll be honest with you, that every year I heard this shir where he used to deal with this Rambam and speak about it. Every year, a new idea or a new understanding, a new depth, was revealed to me in this very, very difficult topic, and I'll be honest with you, it is a difficult topic. And the answer itself needs chewing over, needs thought, it needs marinating, it's a deep topic and a difficult topic. Nonetheless, Torah hi ulo modon tzrichim, and we have to try and put our heads into it. And this is how he explained this Rambam, this issue, this fundamental yisoid of Emunah, because this is what we have to know. This is where we are. Einenu ra'inu v'lo zar. So the explanation is like this. Number one, this is not a question of levels of proof. It's not a question of how far can I convince you. Yetzias Mitzrayim was like 70% proof, and Matan Torah was, that was 100% proof. As we said, it can't be that's the case, because the Torah says, Laman Tehu, you're going to know this. You're going to know. When the Torah says you're going to know, you're going to know. If I say to you, you know, I'm going to show something to you, and you're going to know it's true. And that's me telling it to you. But the Torah says you're going to know. It means, that's it. You're going to know it. No room for denial. It's not a level of proof. Yetzias Mitzrayim was incredible proof. No Egyptian, who were not interested in Torah, they didn't want the Jewish people to be free, they wanted their slaves, they wanted these people to be part of the Egyptian culture. No Egyptian denied Yad Hashem in Mitzrayim. Every single one knew. They were Makayim, the Pasuk, Laman, Tehu, Ki Ein Kamoni, V'chol Ha'aret. Everybody knew it. What the Rambam means by Yesh B'Livay Teifi is that this is called a lower level of experience. You see, if I prove to you something, even if I prove to you something beyond the shadow of a doubt, I'm able to show you the thing so absolutely clearly, prove it to you, that beyond this room, There's a tree. Now you can't see it right now, but I'm explaining to you, I'm going to give you a proof. So many different proofs of why there's a tree beyond this room. In detail. And you'll come out 100% convinced. Even if I can convince you, you still only know it as so to speak, a proof. When you walk outside this door, and then you see the tree, then you know it on a totally different level. You know it, because you see it. You saw it. You've seen it. Let's explain. The miracles in Egypt, if you think about it carefully, were the following. There's, so to speak, something called Teva, nature. The world looks like it has this following course, very particular course, Seder, cause and effect. Everything is very Masuda. Hashem came along and completely smashed that to pieces. Completely. The Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav, down here, that's it, on the ground. The water turns to blood. The frogs, etc., the animals, the Shemaim, everything, even all the way down to life itself. Hashem is in total control, even of life itself. But every single revelation in Tzias Mitzrayim was a revelation, I'm standing within this bubble called Teva. I'm standing within this world called the natural world, and there's a puppet show going on here. Hashem keeps zapping us with these like crazy things. Crazy things are happening, and anybody who's standing there realizes that Hashem is in total control of the natural world. Water can turn to blood. Everything is in the hands of Hashem. And therefore, when a person was standing in the time, he realized 100% that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. No question about it. Nobody doubted it. Everybody saw that there was somebody here who was running the show. However, what we got at Matan Torah wasn't just, I'm standing within the bubble and I can see Hashem's in control. Actually, what we saw was the entire Bria, everything itself, is nothing else but an expression of Hashem. We saw Hashem panim mol panim. When you see Hashem face to face, whatever that means, when you experience Hashem, you connect to Hashem, on that incredible revelation, you then realize that it's not like there's the world of Teva and I exist within this bubble and there's somebody controlling it. This world itself is controlled by Hashem. It's all Hashem. When you have the revelation of panim mol panim, when you experience Hashem face to face, you suddenly realize the whole thing's a facade. Meaning, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you want to explain it like this, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you had to theoretically make a little bit of a jump. You had to use your brain somewhat. What was the jump? You had to say like this. Okay, one second, let's use a bit of Londres here. We just got hit by a major plague called Dam. That means normally water is water, but it just got turned into blood. So you know what that tells me? That clearly tells me that obviously water doesn't have to be water. There's no such thing as water happened to naturally be water. Hashem is in control. It could also be blood. But it theoretically needed that step of a person thinking that. Now, everybody can make that conclusion. And in fact, everybody did it. Well, it's not a difficult conclusion. When you realize that it can turn to blood, then that means it could just as well be blood as water. And there's no such thing as it really being water. But that revelation is still within the world of Teva. Meaning, not that Hashem is doing it naturally. It's supernatural. But you're still existing in the world of Teva. And you're just seeing your whole world fall apart and realizing that Hashem is in control of this world. He's in control of this world. And that is sufficient proof. And every single person, however stubborn he was, understood Hashem is in total control. What happened with Matan Torah was we now were given a new oimek, a new depth in understanding what Yetzias Mitzrayim is really about. It's not just Hashem's in control. Hashem can manipulate nature. The whole of nature is Hashem. That is an expression of Hashem. That means you realize that what's going on here is not something from the outside manipulating this. This is also Hashem's world. And that we experienced when we had Panim al Panim, a relationship with Hashem. So follow carefully, we have to work this through, how we're actually answering the questions and where we're going with this. we ask the question, Yetzias Mitzrayim, was it good enough proof? It was 100%. Definitely good enough proof, 100% good enough proof. The problem is, though, it was still within that framework called Belibay Defi. If, you know what, if you wanted to, theoretically, hundreds of years later, you could say, oh, Yamsuf, you know what happened at the Yamsuf? It was some crazy wind. It was an unbelievable wind, after all the Pasuk itself says. There was the wind. Unbelievable wind. What an amazing wind. It swelled around and boom, the whole thing just split. Ridiculous as it might sound, maybe that's what happened. Again, if you were there at the time, you clearly wouldn't have said that, experiencing such a thing. But you know what? Maybe 1,000 years later, what's my proof? People do say things like that, right? There are people out there that are kofer and able to say whatever they want. Okay, super, but maybe at that time, you know, some comet went past and the field and the energy that was created. You can say all sorts of things. As long as you could possibly say theoretically something, however ridiculous it might be, you're still within the world of Daifi. Yesh Belibay Daifi means that miracle is still within that world called possibility of saying something else. That's still me describing the tree outside. You could say, yeah, you could theoretically come up with something crazy and say I'm wrong, however crazy it might be. But when you go out there and you see the thing itself, when we reach Har Sinai, we're standing at Matan Torah. And we hear, Amalekhi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Hashem speaks to us ponim upon him. Hashem rips apart the Shomayim. The Zayin Rikia, all the seven heavens open up. And we experience Hashem ponim upon him. At that point, you've seen Hashem, so to speak. After that, there's nothing. There's nothing you can say. It's no longer in that world where you could theoretically. What are you telling me? I wasn't there. It's me. Let's give a moshul. There's many things that a person knows externally, but there are some things we only know internally. Yeah, I know that this is a cup, because externally I can see it, externally. And if you can't see it, then I could bring you a proof of what it looks like and, you know, what it feels like, fine. But there's some things we know internally. When a person wakes up in the morning, he doesn't know that he exists. Because he's able to make it. One second, I need to make a checklist, right? I've woken up in the morning, it's definitely my house, I remember spending X amount of money. Yeah, quickly go through the drawers. Yes, I spent this amount of money. Good. And it's definitely my bed, because I remember buying these beds. And it's definitely my duvet, because it's my favorite color. And it's definitely my pillow. Yep, it's for sure my pillow. Okay, 1 minute, my hands. Yeah, I recognize, I cut myself the other day. Good, right, I've gone through the whole checklist. Oh, right, I'm alive. Anybody who does that clearly needs serious help. You don't experience yourself in an external fashion. You know that you exist because you know you exist internally. And on the contrary, if you start to give external proof, you sound ridiculous. You sound mad. Insane. Because when you know it, that's it. And if I come to you and I can show you philosophically they don't know you exist, and maybe you're a figment of your imagination, and maybe somehow you were zapped in and we're all in some time warp and it's all an interesting, you know, ploy. And I say, so you don't exist, right? You just laugh at me. Because I know I exist. What are you trying to prove to me I don't exist? I know I exist. I know it internally. That is the difference between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Yetzias Mitzrayim was seeing everything with 100% clarity on the level of the external. The level that I can show you this cup, I can show it to you, you know it's true. But you still don't know this cup is true, as well as you know that you are you. That we experience when we met Hashem. Matan Torah is experiencing that connection to Hashem, is then knowing it for absolute reality. It's not a level of proof. Yetzias Mitzrayim is plenty proof. Ample. What this is now elevating it to a completely new level. Another moshul would be, I would say, if a person learns a Daf Gemara, and he works very hard, and he learns a Gemara, and he thinks he's mamash got pshat, he learns it, he breaks his head over it, every single line, and finally comes out, he's chazed it many, many times, and finally comes out with a pshat, oh, he's so happy, he understands the Gemara, he can tell you the whole Gemara, backwards, forwards, from beginning to end, perfect. Then he goes to speak to somebody who really knows how to learn, and this person says, I want to tell you one, I know you've learned this Gemara, I want to tell you one beautiful insight in this Gemara that I think opens up the whole Gemara. And he tells you something so beautifully deep that the whole Gemara then just changes completely. And the whole Gemara, that you know, the same Gemara, you didn't learn anything new, but he just revealed this angle to you where now everything, the whole daf now looks completely different. It's now, oh wow, the whole thing's opened up. It's exactly the same Gemara. And you know exactly, on Pashup Shah, you got everything. But he showed you one little angle that then made the whole thing sink in. I don't know if anyone's experienced that, but sometimes you get that, where the whole thing now sinks in. That again is an analogy, but clearly only an analogy, a moshul, to what happened at Matan Torah. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we knew it. We learned all the information. In fact, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a revelation of every single one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Every single one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is found in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a strange thing. Where does Yud Gimel Ikrim come from? Why? Something's an Ikker, something's a Tofel. Shabbos is pure. I would say Shabbos is an Ikker. It's not in Yud Gimel Ikrim. Because Yud Gimel Ikrim is the definition of what it means. What is it that we believe in? What is it that we're Baimin? What does it mean to be a Baimin? Someone from Yisrael. That we were taught in Matan Torah. In Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. These are the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Every single one. If you look carefully, you'll see every single one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim in the Parsha Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the way down to Yamsuf, which is Oz Yosher, is a remez to Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. All the details in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore Hashem says, Onoich Hashem Lekecho, Asher Etzisicha Meret Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem, see you Yetzias Mitzrayim for details. That's what it means. Why did he not say, who created heaven and earth? No, because we want to know, what does it mean to be a Baimin? Asher Etzisicha Meret Mitzrayim. But all of that is the information. All of that was the proof from within the world of Teva. Smashed completely. Nobody could deny it, but still within that world. Matan Torah now elevates it to a new level. The level of a marriage. Yom Chasenose. Matan Torah is described as Yom Chasenose. When a person gets married, you can know absolutely everything about his wife you could possibly know. But there's definitely a difference between before he gets married and 10, 20, 30, 40 years later, we hope. He knows exactly the same amount of information, but he knows it on a much deeper level now. That's what happened in Matan Torah. Everything we learned in Yetzias Mitzrayim was now elevated to this incredible level of knowing it because like you know yourself. You don't know yourself because you just reminded yourself of information of where you live. You know yourself because you know it intrinsically. That's called the meeting panim al panim with Hashem. So let's go back and see if we've answered these questions. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't believe in him because of the oisus. Because any ois, yesh b'libay daifi. However ridiculous it might be, theoretically you could argue. Nobody did, and impossible to. You could not deny Yad Hashem in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's plenty of proof, but it's possible, it's still within that framework called Daifi. And the fact that it's theoretically possible, even though impossible, because the Torah says you will know, and they did know, therefore we don't believe in the Isis of Yetzias Mitzrayim for the Nevuas Moshe. Nevuas Moshe and the whole of Matan Torah elevated everything to a new level. The level called Yom Chasenase. That's why we believe in everything. Because there we saw Hashem. Eineinu ro'u v'lo izava, azneinu shomu v'lo acher. We saw it, we were there, we experienced it. And that experience is what happens at Matan Torah. And therefore, we still go on about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We ask, why don't we mention Matan Torah? It's the epitome of everything. Because we didn't learn anything new at Matan Torah. We didn't learn any new information. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the foundation of Yiddishkeit. It's emunah. That is what we need to know to be a Yid. And therefore, Zeicha Yetzias Mitzrayim, morning and evening, Seder night, and mitzvahs in the Torah, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. All we gained at Matan Torah was a new oimek in what Yetzias Mitzrayim actually means. Anoich Hashem Lekecha, but what? Asher Yetzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You now have this incredibly new idea. Look, it's our Kodesh Baruch Hu. You've met the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now go back and think about what you've just experienced in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. You'll see the whole thing on a much deeper level. Now you'll understand, when Hashem performed Makas Dam, that it was a much greater Nes. It wasn't just, oh, he was controverting nature. It was that he was showing you he is both of those one at the same time. A much deeper Havana, all because of Matan Torah. But Matan Torah itself only revealed Yetzias Mitzrayim. So nothing new was learnt, but rather a deeper relationship. And that deeper relationship is what is embedded in every single Yid. Every single Yid knows when they came to Yetzias Matan Torah, when we received the Torah, it was embedded not just then and there, this deep relationship, embedded in every single person, is that deepest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we are connected to Him, the fact that Jews throughout the ages have been able to give up their life, Al Kiddush Hashem. People who don't even know about Torah gave up their lives Al Kiddush Hashem. Why would they do that? Because deep down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us that connection to Matan Torah, which is the marriage of Matan Torah. He embedded it within us, very, very deep within us. And if you push comes to shove, and you manage to see what are you and what's your real life, you'll realize that it's bound up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an expression of Hashem in this world. And therefore people are able to do amazing things. And that's why it says about Matan Torah, everything else we have a mitzvah of Zechira. Six things that we have to remember. Remember Shabbos, remember about Amalek, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of them is Matan Torah. But it doesn't say remember Matan Torah. It does not say that. Hishom elecha, ushma nafshecha, ma'id, pen, tishkach, es hadvorim, asher roi enecha. Ufen yosu melvavcha, kol mech hayecha, yoyim asher manta lefnei asher negecha b'chariv. Don't forget Matan Torah. What's the difference between don't forget and remember? Don't forget means you know it. You don't need to remember it. Remembering means you need to recall it. You know it. Matan Torah is within us. We know it. It was embedded within us. Like you could know that you exist. Like you know that you are you. Because you experienced it. Panim al Panim al Hashem. You also therefore know that you are an expression of Hashem. And you are within His world and He's everything. Therefore, you don't even theoretically have to remember it. You know it. Just don't allow yourself to forget it. You have the ability, Bechira tells you, you have the free will to be able to say, I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to make it an external fact. You have the ability to do that. But we know it internally. You just got to remember it. You don't need to remember it. You just have to not forget it. Hisham lecha pen tishkach. That's the relationship of Matan Torah. And therefore what we've learned today in this short time is this very, very difficult Rambam, that the Rambam says, Yesh b'libay daifi, that doesn't mean doubt. There was no room for doubt. The Pasuk said there was no room for doubt. Yesh b'libay daifi means that you possibly could theoretically, it's still within that framework called the world of nature, the world of doubt. Matan Torah said, there's no room for doubt because that's a place where it's absolute clarity. It's you yourself. Just like you know you are you, you knew that you were an expression of Hashem in this world. And that's with the new elevated level we got in Matan Torah, an incredibly higher level. And that's why Matan Torah is called Yom Chasunosei. It's the day of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the marriage between us and Hashem.